WJAN, Radio Atlantic.
7, we have cloudy skies and 27 degrees in Atlantic. A wind advisory is in effect today until noon for Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Crawford, Carroll, and Sac counties. We look for skies to be cloudy to partly cloudy, continued windy, a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. Griswold firefighters returned to the scene Sunday night of a blaze they fought earlier that day southwest of town. According to dispatch reports, at around 8:45 p.m. Sunday, crews responded to an area near 69191 540th Street after authorities were notified by Mid-American Energy crewmen about a gas leak, which was initially termed a very dangerous situation. Officials were told an evacuation of nearby homes was necessary shortly after the call was received at around 8:45 p.m., but that turned out not to be the case. A neighboring residence was temporarily evacuated early Sunday morning, however, when a fire erupted just after 2 a.m. at the Orland Kane home at 69191 540th. The structure, which was unoccupied and reportedly set to be demolished, had been the target of recent thefts. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, with the state fire marshal's office assisting in determining that cause. Firefighters were on the scene for a little more than 2.5 hours Sunday morning. News time is 7:08.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you. At Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
Funeral services will be held Wednesday in Stewart for a Guthrie County man who died while ice fishing over the weekend in Adair County. Sheriff's officials in Adair County say 62-year-old James Allen Wallace of Menlo died after falling through the ice while fishing on a private farm pond about 6 miles southwest of Menlo. Wallace's family members had reported him missing to the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office after he failed to return home from ice fishing Friday afternoon. Following a search of the area where Wallace was believed to have been fishing, an Adair County Sheriff's deputy located the man's vehicle near a farm pond and shortly thereafter saw Wallace's body in the water. He was pulled from the pond by rescue personnel and pronounced dead at the scene by the Adair County Medical Examiner. Deputies with the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, officers with the Stewart Police Department, Adair County Conservation Officers, Menlo Fire and Rescue, and Adair County Ambulance all assisted in the search and recovery efforts. Funeral services for James Wallace will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Sunday afternoon of a woman following a traffic stop. 47-year-old Amy Jo Ross of Red Oak was taken into custody around 4 p.m., charged with a probation violation and driving while barred. Ross was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on bond amounting to $15,000. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials report the arrest Saturday evening of 39-year-old Eric Michael Hufstetler of Villisca. Hufstetler was taken into custody around 6:20 p.m. following a traffic stop at the intersection of North 5th Avenue and East 1st Street in Villisca. He was charged with OWI third offense and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $5,000 bond. Authorities in Guthrie County say they're on the lookout for a man wanted in connection with a wild pursuit that took place late last week. According to the Stewart Police Department, an officer tried to stop a vehicle driven by 25-year-old Alex Nolan of Stewart at around 11:40 p.m. Thursday. Officials say Nolan, who had been barred from driving since March of 2011 for being a habitual offender, failed to stop for an officer when he activated his emergency lights and siren. The vehicle Nolan was driving traveled north on Adair Street before hitting a set of railroad tracks at Adair and Front Street. The vehicle was traveling about 50 to 60 miles per hour when it hit the railroad tracks. The impact launched the vehicle 65 feet into the air before it came crashing down in the middle of Front Street. The vehicle suffered severe damage from the crash but continued north on Adair Street until the engine finally gave out as it pulled into the Stewart Speedway. Officials say Nolan then took off on foot into the woods just east of the speedway. Two male passengers in the vehicle suffered minor injuries during the crash and were transported to the Guthrie County Hospital by Stewart Rescue. The Guthrie and Adair County Sheriff's Department, Panora Police Department, and Stewart Rescue all responded and assisted Stewart Police in attempting to locate Nolan in the woods, but were unsuccessful. He's currently facing criminal charges that include driving while barred, eluding, interference with official acts, reckless driving, and numerous traffic offenses. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Say goodbye to your old phone and hello to amazing new deals at U.S. Cellular. Like the Motorola Electrify 2 and select new smartphones all for under $100. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable smartphone data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $30 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
There's never been a better time to start enjoying the benefits of a new smartphone. And for less than $100, what a deal. Come see me, Becky, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
In the funeral announcements, Merle Funk, age 87, of rural Griswold, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Merle Funk will be today at 10:30 at the Noble United Methodist Church south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Esther Larson, age 95, of Exira and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Esther Larson will be today at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jack D. Allen, age 89, of Carson, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Jack Allen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. James Allen Wallace, age 62, of Menlo, died Friday. Funeral services for James Wallace will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. John Leroy Hansen, age 53, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Hansen will be on Wednesday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernice Cecilia Sweeney, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Bernice Sweeney will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Gail Deers, age 87, of Orient, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Gail Deers are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The price you need, the service you deserve.